Good morning. An upper level disturbance, a front, and adequate moisture producing showers across most of interior New York and New England early this morning. The thicker clouds and the wet weather preventing temperatures from dropping back as low as yesterday morning's readings, and most folks are starting out in the 40s early on today. As we get deeper into the morning, we'll continue to see showers move through, then gradually we'll dry it out from northwest to southeast, with the showers finally ending in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England by the middle and latter part of the afternoon. For the rest of the region, we'll start a drying trend around lunchtime, with even some breaks of sunshine before the day is through, and temperatures will average in the upper 40s and lower 50s for afternoon highs. Clearing will continue tonight as high pressure builds in, and with partly cloudy skies, temperatures will dip back into the lower to mid-30s again, with some 20s across the higher terrain. This will set us up for a dry and comfortably cool day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be back into the lower and some middle 50s. Another and more potent front will approach Thursday night and arrive first thing Friday morning. It'll have clouds and a few showers with it, but the more important part of this front is what lies behind it, as the wind will pick up and become gusty out of the northwest. Temperatures will start out in the middle 40s, then drop during the day, with some places even dipping back into the 30s with that gusty breeze before the day is through. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds by the end of the day, which will carry over into Saturday, but so will that northwest wind, and it'll really start to feel like November around here, with highs on Saturday only in the lower to middle 40s. We'll moderate things a bit by the second half of the weekend on Sunday, back to more sunshine in the lower 50s, and right now it looks mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds early next week, with highs again in the seasonably cool lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the same front that's bringing rain to our areas, extending to our south, and rain is falling from the northern Appalachians and the mid-Atlantic to the Ohio Valley and central Appalachians. In addition, upper-level energy over Texas will merge with energy to its north and west to form a low over the southern Rockies and north-central Mexico. Moisture over the southern plains will interact with the upper-level energy to produce showers and thunderstorms over southern Texas to the eastern Gulf Coast. And moisture along the northwest coast and upper-level energy moving over the Pacific will produce rain over parts of the Pacific Northwest and northern California. This rain will slide to the south as we get into the night tonight. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 30 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility and light rain, 43 degrees, the dew point 41, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.86 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Chino, California, to a low of 11. At Fairplay, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers developing near 60, and in Buffalo cloudy with a shower possible and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 26. The average temperature, 43, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 11 hundredths, which is 79 hundredths below normal, and 28.64 inches for the year, which is 5.39 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 154, that's 20 below normal, and 609 for the season, which is 210 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high 71 set in 1975, and the record low 11 in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 6:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:38 p.m. 9 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers early today and then some breaks of sunshine possible later this afternoon, with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Cloudy with showers early today, then some breaks of sunshine possible later this afternoon, with highs around 50. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers today, and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers early today, then some breaks of sunshine possible later this afternoon, and highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-50s. Clouds and a couple of showers Friday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder later in the day. Temperatures starting in the middle and upper 40s, but falling through the afternoon. Still gusty winds and chilly temperatures Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s. A bit milder Sunday, mostly sunny, lower 50s. And lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday with the chance of a shower by Tuesday afternoon. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.